This is NPR Illinois. I'm Jamie Dunn. Chicago Public Schools is the only district in the state with a board that is appointed by the mayor instead of elected. A high-profile corruption case, financial woes, and dissatisfaction with Mayor Rahm Emanuel have renewed calls to give voters control over who sits on the board. This week, Illinois Issues looks at that debate. I sat down with Tara Garcia Mathewson to talk about her story. You will also hear the voices of some of her key sources. Chicago Public Schools is the only school district in the state that has an appointed board instead of an elected one. Can you tell us a little bit about how the board works?
Since the second Mayor Daley's administration, the state gave the mayor of Chicago power to appoint the school board. But even before that, the mayor still had a say, or the city council had a say. Voters never had a say in the board.
Now we're going to hear a little bit from someone who supports the concept of an elected school board.
The mayor basically has the job of running the city and the job of running the schools. And given that that's a huge job for multiple people, we don't feel that one person should be making all the decisions. Instead, we feel that the voice of communities across the city, they should be represented in making the decisions about how the schools are run. We've had 20 years of mayoral control in Chicago, and it's given us things like billion-dollar deficits on budgets. It's given us 50 school closings, the largest mass school closure in U.S. history. It's given us a CEO appointed by the mayor who is now looking at federal prison time.
That's Kurt Hilgendorf with the Chicago Teachers Union. The union and others argue that an appointed board is not representative or responsive. Can you tell us about the makeup of the current board and a little bit about those complaints?
So it's a 7-member board right now. The president is Frank Clark. He's the retired chairman and CEO of ComEd. So he helped co-found the Roe Clark Math and Science Academy on the west side of the city, but that's pretty much the limit of his education experience. And there's one other board member, Mark Furlong, is the president and CEO of BMO Harris Bank. But the current board, really besides those two, the rest of them have quite a bit of education experience, either because they worked in CPS as principals or teachers or administrators, or they've been involved in education nonprofits and things like that. So there is a mix, but historically the argument has been that the board has been made up of business people who don't have much experience with education, who are out of touch with the population of students and families that really are part of CPS.
You also talked with a parent who's been advocating for an elected board. What was her story?
Her name is Rosa Maria Antunes, and she has a daughter in the Jorge Prieto Math and Science Academy on the northwest side of Chicago. So she's an immigrant, and finding out that her daughter was in a class with 60 other students, there was overflow into the hallways. She felt like this was just a really surprising thing to see in a first world country. She really pushes for a school board that's made up of parents and voted into office by parents.
Supporters of an appointed school board say that while things aren't perfect, it has led to some improvement.
Chicago Public Schools went through a very, very tough period in the 70s and 80s where you had a strike almost every other year. I think there were 9 strikes between 1970 and 1987. You had just total abandonment of the school system by middle-class families. And you had enormous chaos and turnover in the school system. Of course, you had terrible outcomes and terrible results. In 1995, they gave Mayor Daley control of the schools. And I think since then, while the story hasn't been all peaches and cream, a lot of good things have happened because, in my view, you have more accountability when you have mayoral control. There's one person who's going to wear the jacket for what happens, no matter what.
That was Peter Cunningham, executive director of the National School Reform Organization, Education Post. Why do he and other supporters of an appointed board say that it's the better option?
There has been a lot of support for the appointed school board because it insulates board members from making maybe tough decisions that need to be made. So people have said the Chicago Public Schools have collected more in taxes each year because the board feels free to increase that tax rate, where maybe if they were elected, they might be more pressured by their constituents to keep taxes low. Another thing that people say is with power more consolidated in the mayor, there's a stronger direction for Chicago Public Schools, and also that the mayor maybe has more sway with Springfield and being able to advocate for Chicago Public Schools than elected school board members would. LA is an oft-cited example of what happens when you switch to an elected school board. I mean, millions and millions of dollars are poured into winning a school board seat in Los Angeles County. School board turnout is historically low all over the country, and so the idea of pouring lots and lots of money into a race that really doesn't have a huge showing for democracy when it comes to people actually voting, there's a concern that a slate of really extreme candidates could band together and get elected because of such low voter turnout. If one small group is very organized, it's very likely that they could get elected to a board. And then the concern is that the school district will be pushed in a direction that maybe is not the best way to go.
And the General Assembly would have to approve the change for Chicago to have an elected school board. Democratic Representative Robert Martwick is sponsoring a bill that would do just that. Here's what he had to say in response to critics.
Throughout history, there have been many people who have made the argument that democracy is just too clunky and inefficient and things don't get done. And that if we eliminated some of those rights under democracy, we restricted some of those rights under the democracy. Maybe, in fact, if we just got rid of democracy entirely, then we could really run an effective, efficient government. And most of those people have gone on to become pretty famous world dictators. And I know that sounds harsh, but really, those are the exact same arguments that are being made. And when I proposed this bill, I believe there was a comment made by someone, oh, that'll just bring politics into the schools. Well, politics are already there, but it's the politics of appointment. It's insider politics as opposed to elected politics.
Can you tell us a little bit about Martwick's legislation?
The proposal for the elected school board in Chicago would be to create a 21-member board of education. 20 members would be elected from their respective districts, and then a final at-large member would be elected as the board president.
Why should folks who don't live in Chicago care about what's going on with CPS and kind of care about some of these issues?
If CPS fails, if CPS ends up being near bankruptcy, I mean, the state is where the responsibility would fall in the end. So the state would need to redirect some taxpayer dollars to the city to help keep things going. And Governor Rauner is seriously considering a path to take over of the Chicago Public Schools. And so he has already commissioned a study from the Illinois State Board of Education to see whether there is enough of a financial emergency to warrant a state takeover of the district. No matter what happens with CPS, it's going to be a statewide issue because the district is so large and the money concerns are also so large. Dollars are going to be coming from people outside of Chicago to fix the problem.
You can read that in-depth story now at our website, wuis.org.